The instruments you're listening to here, the tenor sax, plus something called the strich and something else called the manzello, are all being played by the same man, and all at the same time. Rahsaan Roland Kirk got the idea to stick three woodwinds in his mouth and play them from a dream he had when he was a teenager in the 1950s. He eventually taught himself how to do it and astonished even the best musicians who saw him do it. Kirk mastered a dozen other instruments and invented some of his own, and he won over legions of adventurous fans and critics. Simon Rentner found out how Kirk's extravagant dream life in all kinds of ways inspired his lifetime of innovation.
I think for the first time in Western music, as far as reeds are concerned, I think this might be the first time that you will hear this kind of thing going on. The splitting the mind in two parts. You know what I mean? It's like making one part of your mind say, ooh, blah, dee, and make the other part of your mind say, what does he mean?
Dorthon Kirk, Rahsaan Roland Kirk's widow, says that when Rahsaan was 16, he dreamed of two unusual-looking saxophones made in the early 1900s, the King Saxcello and the Dorthian E-flat alto. In the dream, he was told to visit a music shop in his hometown of Columbus, Ohio, and search for them. Dorthon describes Rahsaan confronting the music shop owner about these rare instruments. He would later rename the manzello and strich.
And the owner didn't chump him off, but he just really didn't know what he was talking about. So through conversation, he told him he could go in the basement, and he found them. Manzella and the Stritch.
When Rahsaan was 2 years old, he lost his sight when a doctor applied an overdose of medicine to his eyes. Rahsaan would experience painful burning and tearing for years, yet his trauma didn't discourage him from exploring his innate musical gifts.
Rahsaan was already playing a garden hose when he was four.
Joel Dorn was Kirk's producer.
By the time he was seven or something, you know, he was playing a trumpet by himself. You know, he didn't have lessons. He was a natural.
Rahsaan also had a natural talent for allegorical expression, often conjuring up beautiful images in his art.
Always remember, he was a blind guy who had a vision that you wouldn't associate with a blind guy. Not that a blind person isn't capable of it, obviously not. But, you know, his titles were all surreal. They could be on a Dali painting or a Magritte painting or an Ernst painting.
In 1967, midway through Rahsaan's recording career, he took LSD.
Have him, please.
And a vivid hallucination haunted him about his childhood injury. Unexpectedly, a masterpiece was born, The Inflated Tear.
So when he dropped acid, it always intrigued me as to, like, well, what happened in his brain? You know, when the reality was altered, since his own reality was not a regular reality. It was regular, but the pictures were different because he didn't have a natural or a normal frame of reference.
Rahsaan Roland Kirk, I command you to go to sleep and dream.
Dream. Oh, what am I going to dream about? I didn't dream all I can dream in life.
It was about 1968. He had recurring dreams about people calling him that name, Rahsaan, Rahsaan, Rahsaan.
So he called me one morning at the office when I was at Atlantic. I would pick the phone up and he always went, "Yeah." And I would say, "Hey, Ro." He went, "Ra." I said, "Ro." He went, "Ra." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "On my birthday, God came to me in a dream and said to add Rahsaan to my name."
The melody maker in London wrote a really nice article about him, but he alluded to him being a Muslim, of which Rahsaan commenced to lose it the next time he went to London. He said, "I don't have anything against them, but I'm not Muslim." They, "Well, Roland, what religion are you?" And he'd say, "I'm the religion of dreams." See, I wanted to ask him, "What do you mean the religion of dreams?" I just kind of, you knew him really well. You knew just when he said certain things, don't ask him to elaborate on it, because then he's going to tell you something even more difficult, you know.
Rahsaan said, "Dreams led me to see music even more clearly as a way of setting off vibrations within a person so that he can feel more deeply and recognize his identity and his potential."
That's nice.
Look at it, look at it, look at it, look at it.
I never heard him say that, and I have no idea what that means. I don't know where you got it, but he...
For Studio 360, I'm Simon Rentner.
Pretty out to me. Sounds good.
If you want to hear more of the late Rahsaan Roland Kirk's music or learn more about his views on life and vibrations and all the rest of it, visit Studio360.org.